Well, good morning. It is time for the Guy R. Kirk Report SEO tips. Let's have a look at those. The tips today I'm covering are going to be part of the vDomain hosting online business proposal. And one of the things as a solopreneur you have to do is look for business. And one of the ways you look for business is to provide information about their deliverables, the things that you can do for people. And this is a tip of that iceberg, one part of that. If you'd like to know more, then of course we'll have to start that conversation. But enough of that shameless plug. The website that needs to have SEO, the things that we can do to them, is competitive benchmark to look at their top three competitors, the keyword research. We target the top 10 opportunities in keyword research. To optimize the page titles, the meta descriptions, make those work. The SEO copywriting and optimization of your text to make sure that you've got sufficient number of trigger words and so forth. Image optimization, and I've got a link there in the show notes. If you go to the guyrkirkreport.podbean.com, you can get a link to the notes that we're talking about today. And then that'll take you to the searchenginejournal.com link about image optimization. The Google XML, that's so you can make an XML sitemap. And what is a sitemap for? The sitemap is an XML file that lists the URLs in your website. So it's sort of like the menu of your restaurant, if you will. It allows webmasters can include additional information about each URL, like when it was last updated, how often it changes. And that's important so that you have a good relationship between the search engines and your website so they can know what's going on. We can work on the robots.txt file, make sure that that's Cricut, and we can optimize up to the location to Google Local. You want to be local with your site if you're providing goods and services that maybe people in Detroit don't care that you change tires. Well, then why not be listed locally? Okay, that makes more sense. So that's one tip of the iceberg. Again, this is a part of the online business proposal document that we have that's from vDomain Hosting. There's big news about that more tomorrow, and that's all I'm going to say. That's a teaser. There's the usual suspects. We thank all the patrons that have been part of funding this show. With their patronage, we couldn't do it without you. We've got a Facebook group that you can see the link for right there, like the Guy R. Kirk Report Facebook group. You can go mobile. You can get an app that'll work on either the Apple phones or the Android phones. If you got a Samsung product, the Note 8, a little shameless plug there. The Guy R. Kirk Report questions. We just recently set this up to be a form on Google, and the Google form will look like this. Well, I don't get to show you because I've already responded. So we'll go back to the show notes. Now, learn something every day. And so, because I've already responded, you can't see my questionnaire. So you have to go look it for yourself. There's a shameless plug for that. The Start Your Planning Session Guide. That could be a Google form too. It's not yet. Take a look at that. There's some good brain food there on how to get your site planned out. Who's going to take care of it? How often are you going to maintain it? Like I said before, thanks to the patrons and thanks to Fraser Ramsey. He's part of the Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast. This episode may well be a part of their podcast that they have every week. It's on the radio in Edinburgh, Scotland. Enjoy that. The Eileen Smith's link for EileenSmith.com. She's the one that told us about Screencast-O-Matic that we record the show with every week. It's a great tool. The Facebook.com, there's a group there, Friends Just Chatting. Give that a look, won't you? And the rest of the links there, like I said, if you go to the GuyRKirkReport.podbean.com, that'll link back to this. There's also a link to the audio file if you just want to listen. Then that's the point in the episode. I scroll down to the bottom and I say, let's talk about web hosting. Did you know that your choice of web host is one of the most important factors in influencing website speed? That's right. Speed's important because many hosts are using outdated hardware and software, like they got an old Apache server that's running on some servers they bought in 1998, and they still run, but not too good. Well, SiteGround doesn't do that. They got servers that are built on the solid-state drive hardware, advanced WordPress caching technology based on Nginx reverse proxy. They can support PHP 7, HTTP 2, and if these words don't mean anything to you, take them to somebody that knows what they mean, because they might be your web developer, and let's talk about hosting with SiteGround. We've recently started up a relationship with SiteGround, and the reason is they're that darn good. And on that subject, we've got some good relationships begun with a company, CodingBrains.com. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the next episode of the Guyer Cook Report. Thanks for being here today. Hope you have a great week. It's a wrap.